Welcome home to the ones who've been gone. Good health to the rest of you. And my words to you these days are stay alive. And I would suggest that you not take that lightly, that you take care in public transportation especially. Stay off the airlines unless you have to go somewhere. We're at war. I'm not going to divulge very much information. I will tell you that they're trying to kill my scribe, and it has been a long, dreary night. They do it through radiation. I would suggest that most of you keep a fair distance from both EJ and Dorma. And for you, less is okay. You're going to see the value very quickly of whatever you're doing to raise your frequency and your energy, because regardless of what kind of shielding we put around you, if they get inside the shield, they can do you damage. It isn't a matter of being able to take you out exactly. It is a matter of doing you damage. So I ask that all of you take me very seriously today. I'm going to ask that this morning's writing be read. I am going to go on record. I have petitioned. I'm sorry that Jean isn't here. I would like for Ray, anyone at the Constitutional Law Center, to take some notes here, because I want some notifications drawn up in the event of anything happening to either Ecker or their property. Threats have been made against their life by Leon Fort, or at least by Ann Beam. He says that he will, you know, it comes across that these are the things that cause a man to shoot himself or kill himself. And in the past, Leon has attempted that on himself. I don't believe that that is an option. I do believe further that the next sentence was more damaging, and then it occurred a third time. And that is, or take out the people we feel responsible. Well, I don't know how they can feel the Eckers are responsible for their troubles when absolutely everything in your community, right from Jason Brent's mouth now to Attorney Horn, has been divulged. George Green tried to hire Jason Brent as his attorney. Horn has been fed all of this information from Ince, Allie, Leon, Green, Horton, and Abbott. Horn is angry because in his own deposition of this voluntary witness, Judge Jason Brent, from the first sentence on, Jason lied to him. And it completely contradicts what Mr. Horn already had in his files. As fact. Jason Brent said on three different occasions in this deposition that he violently disliked the Eckers. I believe that you will find that that violent is a very naughty word to use. And Mr. Horn said, now, when did you violently dislike the Eckers? At the time of the hearings in Mojave or later or what? No, it was later. On the other hand, there was no pressing for information about the removal of documents from the file, from the court records. That means that either Horn wanted to keep that secret or he took them. I'm not going to take that further. That can only just cause more rift and more problems. You're going to find that the letter that George Green was sending around from sweet little Betty Tootin, as it was put to us, was for the purposes and use of Stephen Horn. Therefore, you know that all are completely involved in this. And yet, on the yesterday, we get a letter from Ken Hardy in Nevada, wanting to help us with an investment type of program And after all, he had always been totally neutral. Well, that kind of neutrality I consider dangerous. I'm going to ask that E.J. read this morning's because there is such political havoc afoot. We had completely processed a $10 billion contract with the Greeks. George Bush and Powell had a near-miss accident with their plane last week. They were on their way to Greece. Now, our Greek contacts let us know immediately that they were there, or at least Bush was there, immediately after the incident. Well, I can tell you, I got the plane on the ground just exactly like I got the commuter plane on the ground this morning in Florida. This is the last time I'm going to bail their asses out. The last. Mr. Bush said he wasn't interested in dealing at this time. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm not interested in dealing with that bastard anytime. But what he has done now, what he has caused to be done, causes me to go public on the record. They have killed Papandreou of Greece. Papandreou was the first and premier of the Socialist Party of Greece. He got very sick in the fall when all this began to mold itself and we could see some direction. I have met with him many times and work was well underway and just about ready to issue funding. And that is going to break the World Bank if they do it the way they're now going to have to do it. They could have salvaged a lot of the world economy had they just done it according to their agreement. In March, Papandreou, we call him Papa, it isn't that he is such a wonderful humanitarian man as you would guess from anyone in that political position as premier of Greece. But he cared. He cared about his people, and he didn't like what was happening, nor did he like the Israeli takeover of the world. The Greeks are very strong about that. And if he were going to take sides, he would take sides on the part of the Jordanians, Iranians, Libyans, etc. Well, at this same moment, you are having, at this time, within these days, you're having a summit meeting of these oil barons. At this moment, they broke up today. They ended it today. Also, during the week, they had to call Tsimitis, who is the filling in prime minister of Greece, from a European Union summit. Things are happening all over. I offered to do some ass covering. I had done that once before with George Bush. George has some really human frailties. And I don't really think he wants the world to know about them because this day he is not as proud of himself as he might otherwise have been. Sometime in March, they hit Papa so hard that even his kidneys failed. And he had been on at least three times every other day a week dialysis, very similar to Bill Cudd, C-U-D-D. Now, the enemy knows where Bill Cudd is also. My people don't, but they do. And I'm warning them, you keep off this. You keep off this. I have been pushed as far as I intend to move. We wanted to allow these things to work themselves out so that at least the ones who have been around here can make their decisions For goodness sakes, whose side you're on? I know that it's been entertaining. Well, we're not in the entertainment business. We never have been. That's why we don't allow pictures. We don't act in behalf of the entertainment industry. And they've murdered one too many of my friends this week. We're going to go public now. I'm going to see to it that at least one of those contracts, depending on the other parties involved in the contracting, we don't have to collect on them, but we're going to send them out. And we're going to send them out to every place that George Bush and his hoodlums collected money off that contract and ended up killing Russell Herman. Now, it's taken Vina a long time to come around to appreciate who I am and what I am and the friend I represent. And I need to meet. I would appreciate it if Bob James would come, and Charles when he shows up, and Rick. I need to go over some things later. So I would appreciate you other ones filling in and being patient with me, with us, with me specifically. God wins this, friends. And you can either consider this confirmation, or you can go over and twiddle and prattle and make fun. But I want to tell you, even the Ecker case is falling apart. Jason Brandt didn't damage the Eckers. He proved without a doubt that they have been correct all 8 years. Mr. Horn did not have a good day on Friday. I can admire and respect a man who will do what Jason Brandt did. However, when confronted about the Mensa article, he said, "Yes, I wrote it, and I stand responsible for it, and I stand behind it. That is my feeling." And Mr. Ellie said, "Are you saying that you go by the Malthusian theory?" And he said, Jason Brandt said, "No, I go far beyond that." Well, there isn't much farther beyond that to go, people. And yet, he honestly took responsibility. Now, there wasn't much else true in there, but I have a feeling that it wasn't as much to cover as it was he probably just forgot. Because strong egos of that magnitude have mental blocks. And their stories just pour out because they have begun to believe them. George Green did go to him. He talked to him as late as Wednesday. Jason Brandt gave him some legal advice but refused to take his case. It's an interesting set of events. I think what we'll do, EJ, is perhaps read today's. I don't want to go into detail as much as I did yesterday, and those are private writings from yesterday until I release them, please. You're going to see that I'm going to ask quite a few of you and get some forms and get some instructions and get some books on research and development and so forth. So I'm going to ask Ray to be in charge of this because it is a list of where you can obtain some of these things. A lot of things are already in the file and pretty well used. I want it known right now, right here, that the Phoenix Institute for Research and Education was established for research, development, and education. Nobody can expect to make a major living off of a farm the size of the one in Cummings Valley. And I'm sorry Mr. Entz wasn't here for the negotiations. Mr. Turner has a contract. that says it will only be used for research and education and growing and product testing, milling, and that sort of thing. And if that changes in any way, so that the Institute, ISC, Sunshine Valley Farms, those ones have nothing further to do with it, everything will be put back to its original order with improvements that are feasible left. But all the milling would be removed, the storage facilities would be filled in and are moved. We are going to have to go to handling seeds and grain underground. It'll cook above. If you haven't noticed the change, the fanatic changes, erratic changes in the weather, do you realize you had tornadoes in New Jersey? And the hail in Montana devastated all of the sugar beet and grain crop. Yesterday. You have winds already kicking to over 100 miles an hour in Cummins Valley. You have old dwellings. You need a place where at least the family can pop in for some security in the same place that we're testing for moisture control. We're going to have to sink silos into the ground. Everything at that farm is research and development oriented. We didn't go out there to make a rosy rose petal bed for Mr. Ince. And he's gone down and he has made complaints to Mitch Thresher of the Planning Commission. Well, Mitch, unfortunately, was also involved with Jason Brent, Oglesby, DeSilva, and the mess on the south lot that Mr. Brent just said, yes, he represented the people there. All of those records have been marked top secret, are not allowed to come public. Not even who signed the warrant for these people's arrest the day that all of you were present. They will not release that information. Well, they're going to love Mr. Ince because now they're going to have to release it. And if one document is shredded, they're going to have to answer for it because we now know by their own mouth who did it. Another thing I want you ones to know is that George Green sent around to everyone Judge Jason Brent's order was a reconstruction order. Nobody, including the attorneys, had seen that except Stephen Horn and George Green. And in it, Jason Brent says, they intended to rip off Santa Barbara, in quotes, by their own words. Dorma, in her deposition, said never, never, never. Well, are you saying that Judge Jason Brent would fabricate? Yes, indeed. Certainly. Absolutely. So Mr. Horn thought he would really do himself a big favor. And he read those little things off. And she had also said, and he paid for his judgeship. He didn't soften that by saying from the next question and answer, well, maybe he didn't pay for it, but there were a lot of major contributions from his law firm. Well, Jason doesn't seem to know a thing about those contributions. Well, then how did you get appointed? Now Mr. Horn is going to find out and just absolutely clear Jason Brent. Oh, well, I knew out in Stallion Springs, the chief of police, and he had been after me to run. And so I finally, at his petition and one of his friends, who told me what to do, Mr. Arabian or something like this, and I would send my resume and all my information along with anyone else and letters from 17 attorneys or something recommending him to Governor Duke Machen. Well, Brad Ellie exploded like a light bulb. Didn't you know, Mr. Brent, that the man you just named is Duke Machen's law partner? Oh, no, I never knew. And I don't know anything about these campaign gifts or anything. Well, what about this ripping off Santa Barbara and her saying that she never said that, that they never, the Eckers had never said it, and he said they didn't. They didn't.
They didn't.
He said, that was just my conclusion. I don't think the Eckers and Jason Brent, Mrs. Ecker, leaned over the desk and she says, you know what, I don't violently dislike you, and I really hope you have a nice trip to Spain. Because he was so pleased when Mr. Horn said, now you will be around for the beginning of this trial on the 5th. And Jason leans back and smiles and says, on the 28th of July, I will be catching a plane for southern Spain. I will be on the 30th in southern Spain. So, see, he wouldn't be here for the trial. Well, we'll see to it that he gets back in time. It's nice to be. Just briefly, free of this savage load of everybody somehow thinking that you're the liar, the cheat, and the thief. I'm telling you, it is crumbling down around them. And I don't want to hurt them. I don't care what they do. I don't care what they believe. This is trivia. But people better start looking to where their real problems are, and they're not here. And Rick, I believe that you're absolutely right. We're going to have to go down a list of contacts as far as bankers are concerned that have gotten really stung. Oh, the Japanese. Oh, you cannot believe this certificate is of such major value, and you see they qualified it for us. And they have drawn down on this gold certificate illegally all over the map. George Bush had pulled $2.4 billion out of Barings Bank, and they blamed some little Singapore trader for its fall. And Roba, he had taken the same amount from Roba, but Roba then took over Barings. They burned Credit Lyonnais to the ground because they had pulled out the same amount out of Credit Lyonnais, and they had to burn all of the documents, the paper trail. They have taken billions out of Japan. And when you wonder why you haven't heard back from little Bank of America, well, Bank of America is as tied in with the S&L debacle as any one bank in the United States. And man, they don't know what to do with this last stuff you little kids went in there and shoved under their nose. Innocently, honorably, you're not even a hazard to them. What good would it do to do anything to you? And now it's public all over. There's no way to shut it down. And I gave them an opportunity to shut it down. And I hope they're thinking very, very hard about it. So let us move on, please. Read this morning's, and then I'll decide what to do. I'm going to have to ask some of you to come with me, and we're going to leave. But there's a full day.
This will give me a chance to date the tape. Tape two. This is Sunday, June the 23rd, 1996. Today's writing starts off with the heading, Murder in High Places. My first thought was to leave this document as a private writing to protect you innocent bystanders. I no longer think that to be the best approach to the circumstances unfolding. Andreas Papandreou. Say that name again. Papandreou?
Oh, Andreas Papandreou.
Papandreou. Okay. Greece's first socialist prime minister of and leader of Greece's ruling party is dead. It is claimed he died of heart failure, and to some extent that is a true statement. In every form of murder, the heart does finally fail. I, like Grandma, am beginning to see few ways to stop the insanity of greed-induced misery upon a world in shame. Was Papa a wonderful and glorious individual? No. And he was an enemy of the American government, which, of course, does not lend itself well to the thieves and would-be one-worlders of the shadow planners. George Bush, Alan Greenspan, and Oliver North went to visit only days before the death of Russell Herman, Grandma's husband. I bend my knee to this person who died rather than sign over the one instrument of value which could recover this old world to the people. Vina, I wish to honor Russell this day, for this is indeed a sad day for the free world. Papandreou was brought into the certificate circle and was working as quickly as possible to bring about funding. I had met with him, and he was gaining in strength as his kidneys had begun to again show signs of increased function, to the extent of consideration for cutting back on every other day hemodialysis. He was setting forth agreements with the banks to honor our request for the contracts. I find it most interesting that Bush was, within these last days, in Greece to visit Latsis, the head of the Greek mafia. Wherever Bush goes, it seems to go death to people in high places.
Ah, but Latsis is in his 80s. Never underestimate the new contacts that we have going with Latsis.
Mr. Bush doesn't want to deal at this time? Fine, Georgie boy. You have just declared war on the Federation, and that suits me just fine. I can deal with Mr. Latsis a lot higher than you ever could have. Vina, I hope you will understand the need to now put out a bunch of contracts for funding all over the globe to protect the contract. The hounds of hell have drawn unlawfully off that certificate, brought down the largest banks in the world by lies and criminal actions, and Costas Simitis may well not have the strength to confront the thugs. Simitis apparently is the...
He's the Prime Minister, acting since Papandreou had to step down because of his health.
It would appear to me that elderly Latsis may well see the value of higher resources and possibilities and may well have placed himself in a power position wherein he can change the world elite structure. The game is going to get to be a sticky wicket game. I loathe politics of every kind, democratic or socialistic, communist or monarchy, but to cover dastardly intent through more murder is unacceptable. Plausible denial? I don't think so, you scumsuckers. And this is for you monitors of this keyboard. Hellenic Express is the only game in town, ladies and gentlemen. We came by way of Greece, Athena, Helena, and we shall now push harder for cooperation. We asked almost nothing in relative value from you miserable misfits to humanity, and you have reached out beyond your rightful circumstance. I make no comment on the honor or the integrity of a politician prime minister, but you have reached into my living room for this dastardly deed, and you shall be found out. I think you may well find that now is exactly the right time to deal. Premier, Papandreou was powerful enough to bring the socialists back to power in 1993, and even after resigning as premier, he has remained a powerful force in the party. I find it very interesting, gentlemen, that the fourth Congress of this party, since its founding, begins on Thursday. This is most certainly going to be a costly error in political decisions, no matter who's behind the charade. Did Papandreou really have anything to do with us or any arrangements for banking concerns? I would certainly be very nervous this day, for the destroyers are loose, and your own situation is most tenuous indeed.
This was coming, actually, as a prime focus at the party meeting on Thursday.
You of the world power cabals had better start counting your geese and chickens. Yes, indeed, I believe at this time, right now, is a very good time to deal. The Israelites welcome the opportunity to serve the cause of Satan far more than you can possibly realize. God's troopers shall not enter into the fray to protect you who do these dastardly deeds in full intent. I think it would be nice if Mr. Latsis now assisted in getting this mess cleared up and tucked away. Perhaps Mr. Semitis can continue his participation in Florence, Italy, after he does his necessary duties to Papandreou's friends at the European Union summit. You know, most of the European Union countries don't really cotton to the New World Union Order. And by the way, Vina, keep A.N. out of your space. He thinks he can power play the big boys, but he cannot. He has cost you Russell's life, so to speak, through his sneaking deals, and will sell you to the wolves without batting an eyelash. I will wait until I hear back from a couple of contacts, and then probably will run this writing in contact on Tuesday. Readers, this is as breaking news as you are ever going to get. I suggest you rev up the subscriptions to Contact, because it is going to be the only paper in the global community with such breaking news from here on in. I don't have to become you, sorry, slimeballs to do business, but I think the give and take just got a lot tighter for my business antagonists at this time. Moreover, I believe it now wise of me to assist the Fifth instead of taking the Fifth. And you know that my people don't know anything about my activities. This comes as a big surprise to even my secretary. Did I realize it would be this way? Of course, you idiots. However, perhaps this is a good opportunity to suggest that you start shutting down the miserable excuse for an attorney in the Santa Barbara savings debacle, like now. Horn has joined with the liars and cheats of our adversaries, and they have led him down the primrose path, and the game is already ugly enough without having made such a dreary mistake. You elite factions who think you can continue to beat the people out of everything they ever held dear, will find it is not going to be easy to pull off much longer. You may think you have my hands tied by your silly extraterrestrial law, but I appreciate such laws from you scumrakers, because they simply continue to protect my people in the silence of unknowing. This time, your interference is more than annoying, however, and the free world intenders are not going to be happy with your antics. My suggestion, I suggest that you get instantly busy undoing whatever you thought you were doing. Get this message to AM, please, journalist, and remind him of my status in the super high-level security listings. And I will repeat something here and now, and it is known that I speak the truth. We have no intention of using funds for anything except projects for attending a transition time, and will stay completely out of your political and or criminal antics. So, in the words of the old Continental Airlines slogan, I suggest you move your tails for us, and then you can do whatever you want with your political corruptions. If citizens want your kind of garbage as leadership, have at it. But leave my people alone. The agreements with us are quite clear and succinct, and every one you break places you in jeopardy of our changing ours to suit the circumstance. We stay out of your business of war and power, but you strain my patience. I suggest you big boys get your silly ducks in a row and get this corrected course. I expect help in the forthcoming immediately. Contacts arranged and follow through on both assistance and financial course correction. Raise a finger in anger against any of my ambassadors of goodwill and friendship, and you shall rue the day. The evil ideas hit your brain cells. May the force be understood. Or go on with your takeout plans and make my day. I ask that the surveillance officers attending this alert message get it moving to the proper authorities. The battle is joined, and my troops are not as gentle nor understanding.
Now, I want to add something right here. This is for my listeners. Now, this won't make much sense to anybody in this room except BJ and possibly Rick. But the one who has been handling our accounts, etc., at Imperial, this one's moving over to Monex. It's a much, much larger organization. And at first glimpse, it will look like a very detrimental move, because each time you have to move banks, loans, notes, and gold collateral, you've got a problem with the banks wanting to cash out the gold and restarting over here. And the assurance is that they can certainly restart at Monex. Now, I want to tell you something, and hear me well. They're going to really want to start at Monex because George Bush and this particular gold certificate has all but destroyed Monex. And I'm going to give them the plum. And I think they'll be a lot easier to deal with our little gold transaction. And they want to cash out, you go right ahead and do it, Busters. And that's for your information, EJ. Go on.
Thank you. This most recently silenced heart shall be heard around the world, for you turn a murder into an asset for my side, not yours. Gentlemen, I suggest you get your monarch butterflies off my flowers. Begin to shut down your false Phoenix projects, lest there be a lot more air disasters involving you.
You know why they don't even make a big fuss about Kathy O'Brien and her book and the monarchs and MKUltra and so forth? They are so far beyond anything that they've ever done before as to absolutely render that whole program obsolete. You have robotic capabilities. And you better keep the light of God around you because they pulled them on my people last night. And I think that you can see it didn't work. And then I want all of you to get a copy of this tape of Ormond McGill. You're going to have to get your energy levels in your own hypnotic brain, mind, in line. And this one deals with abundance. It's a good one to start with. And it also focuses your subconscious mind on success and abundance rather than tearing down whatever we start by your confusion factors. You are being assaulted in the mind. You are going to have to confront the assault in the mind. And it certainly will behoove you to learn how to do it. I don't have time to teach it. I'm sorry. I tried. I started. We just cannot go on physically. I've got her working 20 hours a day now. I cannot ask for more. So if Rick would be kind enough, and today, if you end up with half an hour, I will leave this tape. I hate to let go of it because it's sort of her crutches in the last day or so. These people recognize our mission here, her mission here, and they'll give us all the support that they possibly can from that institute. If you can spare an extra half hour, please, you can use this sitting right in a chair, but you're going to go out, man. And maybe you can start programming yourself for abundance and success and stop this loser bit. I am not a loser. I am a winner, and I believe that it is time we win. Please, go on. I'll just leave that there with you.
Go back a little bit. Gentlemen, I suggest you get your monarch butterflies off my flowers. Begin to shut down your false Phoenix projects, lest there be a lot more air disasters involving you. I am not going to save your assets next time. Mark it in your hearts. Now, to you who feel like taunting from behind my skirts, I suggest you serious up, for this game is dangerous and deadly as the viper's bites always can be. Oh, yes, indeed, Dharma, you certainly can do this for as much longer as required. No thing of freedom or God was earned easily, and remember the punchline of this play, God wins. You who think I play silly romantic interludes with you, please check your contacts, because I do not. Further, to you who care enough to paint your perception of my likeness, thank you. But remember that you perceive that which you perceive, and yet know not. I am grateful that you ponder on higher energies and possibilities, so any perception is your perception, and is quite acceptable. I'm sorry, however, to you who continue to ask my personal input through Dharma. I understand the need to touch, but she cannot handle a load, so you very likely won't get a response from her in these days of total assault and time-consuming tasks. I am etheric and all-possible. She is human and exhausted, while being a bit beyond terrified.
I have to interrupt again. She's petitioning me to the one from Canada who sent the box of miscellaneous wonderment. I appreciate it. I understand the mechanism that causes ones to do these things, and sometimes they end up appearing quite silly to the one who's just done it. There were a lot of writings, and I am to assure her that those will go absolutely no further, period. Dharma understood the privacy, and they were not even seen by her after that. So I would like that party to know that this is being taken care of. Thank you. I believe you're right. I'm sorry. They were from Montana. And we will enjoy the cute little things. So I just want this party to know that I appreciate the privacy.
Thank you, artist who picture her wrapped within my wings. However, for you better believe they are large and real.